You are listening to the Rewards Canada podcast.
There's huge value to be had from the Marriott credit card welcome bonuses. Canada's first World Legend MasterCard has been revealed. And join us as we celebrate our 25th anniversary with yet another contest. All this and more on Rewards Canada's This Week in Rewards for March 6th, 2026. If you're looking to make the most of your loyalty programs and credit card rewards, you've come to the right place. This is your weekly dose of loyalty, travel, and credit card happenings in Canada from Canada's original and leading points and miles resource, Rewards Canada. I'm your host, Patrick, and like always, we're going to kick things off with credit cards. So before we look at the big value of the Marriott bonuses, why don't we go into the big news from this week for credit cards, and that was the launch of Canada's first World Legend MasterCard. Yeah, so this is building on the news from mid-2025 that we brought to you in the previous video. I'll link to that video. You can see kind of that original news. So the World Legend MasterCard, this is MasterCard's first foray into the ultra-premium credit card market. So the ultra-premium market currently has the Visa Infinite Privilege cards, and of course, cards like the Platinum and Centurion. Well, that's ultra-premium, the Centurion card, but the Platinum card from American Express. Basically, here at Rewards Canada, we consider any card that has a $300 or more annual fee to be an ultra premium credit card. Typically, ultra premium credit cards come with, you know, more benefits, more perks, things like that, typically better insurance coverage. Earn rates are hit and miss on a lot of ultra premium cards because they're more about those benefits and extras. So let's take a look at this newest ultra premium card in Canada, which is also the first World Legend MasterCard in Canada, and that is the Rogers Red World Legend MasterCard. I have to say kudos to Rogers for being the first to come out with the World Legend MasterCard. They must have worked hard on this because typically the bigger MasterCard issuers in Canada get the first dibs. You know, like the first World Elite MasterCard many, many, many years ago was Bank of Montreal, BMO. They, you know, they're a big MasterCard issuer, and you know, they were beaten to the punch by Rogers here, which is great. So so you have the Rogers Red World Legend MasterCard. Let's dig into what this new ultra premium card offers. So first off, like most ultra premium cards in Canada, it will be issued as a metal card. Yeah, it's not plastic, it's metal. A lot of the ultra premium cards are metal cards. Even some mid-level cards are, like the American Express Gold Rewards is offered as a metal card as well. So a lot of options out there. It's, you know, it's kind of more flash rather than, function. It's form over function, I guess, you know, but that's something people like to have when they get an ultra premium credit card. They like to have this metal card option, and that is what this card will provide. It's going to have an annual fee of $495, and then supplementary or additional cards are $95 each. So this is on the somewhat lower end for ultra premium cards in Canada. Most ultra premium cards in Canada, in particular the Visa Infinite Privilege cards, are $599 per year. And then you get into like the Platinum card from American Express, that's $799 per year. You do have a couple that are lower at like $399, like there's the Scotiabank Platinum American Express card and the RBC Avion Visa Infinite Privilege at $399. So out of all the cards, it is on the lower end. It's not the lowest, but it's not the highest either. And very similar to the Visa Infinite Privilege cards, you need to have an annual income of $150,000 personal or 200,000 household. Now the big selling feature on this card is no foreign transaction fees. It becomes one of only a few ultra premium cards to offer no foreign transaction fees, and it now is the only true MasterCard, and I say true because it's not a prepaid card, it's an actual credit card that offers no foreign transaction fees. You know, we lost that with the HSBC World Elite MasterCard a few years ago because that was the primary no effects fee MasterCard. Well, now we have one again. It is an ultra premium card. It's not a premium card like the HSBC World Elite, but still that option exists now. You don't have to go to prepaid route like with EQ Bank or Wealthsimple, things like that, to get a no effects fee MasterCard, because this is a credit card, not a prepaid one. I know some of our community is probably excited about this, those especially who like to have an excellent no effects fee portfolio to have a true credit card option in there. And now I'll jump into the earn rates on the card. So this card has a simple cash back earn rate. If you're not a Rogers customer, it's 1.5% cash back on all purchases. If you're a Rogers, Shaw, Fido, Comwave customer, you'll get 2% cash back on all purchases globally. So it's just a flat 2% card. This is very similar to the popular Rogers World Elite, Rogers Red World Elite card, I should say. The differences here is it doesn't have the accelerator for US purchases. So the Rogers Red World Elite, actually earns that extra, it earns the 3% cash back on US purchases, but it does have a foreign transaction fee. So that's where the difference is. So with the World Legend card, you're gonna be earning 2% in US, but you're not paying 2.5%. So you actually come out ahead of what the World Elite offers. And then of course, the World Legend, you're getting 2% globally. So outside of the US, if you're traveling to Europe, Asia, Africa, you name it, anywhere, and you're using your MasterCard, you're gonna earn that 2% cash back, and you're gonna save the 2.5%. Whereas the World Elite version, you will be earning 2% cash back if you're a Rogers customer, but you'll still be paying 2.5% foreign transaction fees. So that's the primary difference between the two cards in their earn rates. And now we'll look at more of the features and benefits on the card. So basically, no FX fees. That is the primary selling feature, the big feature on this card, but there's more. It comes with an annual $200 Rogers Entertainment credit. So again, this card is focused more on Rogers clientele. And it makes sense because it is a niche card. Ultra premium cards in general are a niche card. I can tell you probably for every 100 entry level and premium cards that people get, there's probably less than 5 that are out there for ultra premium. So it's a very niche card, and I think it's more so targeted towards Rogers clientele because you get this $200 Rogers Entertainment credit, which you can use for, you know, their streaming services like Sportsnet Plus, CDTV Plus, Discovery Plus. This is a benefit that happens every year. And then it offers 10 roam-like home days. So like the World Elite card, this is a benefit, but it's double of what the World Elite card has. So 10 roam-like home days, again, targeted towards Rogers customers. So you can see where this card is fitting in place in terms of our market. It is more for Rogers customers, but if you're not a Rogers customer, don't let that sway you or avoid you from getting this card because of you do get that 1.5% earn rate and the no foreign transaction fees. And continuing to look at the benefits, it also offers MasterCard Travel Pass, so same thing as the World Elite version, but this one also comes with 6 Plaza Premium Lounge Passes annually. You know, they've had a partnership with Plaza Premium, so it's great that they've added this. I wish it was 6 general passes for anywhere because Plaza Premium is only, you know, Toronto, Winnipeg, Edmonton, Vancouver, Montreal. You know, there's no Calgary, there's no Ottawa, no Halifax. I mean, Halifax unfortunately doesn't have any other lounges, but you get what I mean. There's you know, a few cities where those Plaza Premium Lounge passes make sense. Of course, outside of Canada, there's more Plaza Premium lounges as well. So it's kind of the same thing with the American Express Gold Rewards card, right? It offers 4 Plaza Premium Lounge passes. Not the most value for people outside of the cities where there are Plaza Premium lounges here in Canada. So you should take that into account as well when you're looking at this card. And for a limited time, because of Rogers' kind of expanded partnership with Plaza Premium, you can get a complimentary drink at a Plaza Premium lounge when you show your World Legend MasterCard. It's called the Rogers Red Cocktail or Mocktail. So you just show your card at the bar in the lounge and you can get one of those complimentaries just for a limited time. I'm not sure when that ends. And still, continuing on benefits, they have experienced Soho friends. So the Rogers Red World Legend card gives you access to Soho House bedrooms around the world with preferred rates, late checkouts, room upgrades, plus a US $100 credit towards a bedroom stay with Soho Friends. You get a complimentary upgrade to Avis President's Club, and then of course, MasterCard Concierge Service. I'm not sure if this is the same concierge that World Elite uses or if they actually have a World Legend, like a separate concierge service. If somebody knows the answer to that, you can leave it in the comment below as to, you know, whether there's a separate concierge service or not for World Legend cards. When it comes to redeeming, it's a cashback card, just like all our other Rogers cards. Like I said, you're getting 1.5% to 2% cash back. Now, if you are a Rogers customer, you can boost that by 50% to 3 cents in value, or it's basically a 3% return when you redeem your cash back towards Rogers services or purchases. So again, that's pretty strong earn rate, but it's the same as what you're getting on the World Elite. So that's something you have to take into consideration. Do your math, see if it's, you know, better for you to get the World Legend, especially if you're spending a lot outside of Canada, or if not, you may want to push towards the World Elite card because you're getting basically the same value on the reward side. Less benefits, but same value on the reward side. The card has really good insurance coverage as well, has emergency medical, 21 days for those 64 and under, 5 for 65 to 75, trip cancellation, trip interruption, flight delay, baggage insurance, you name it. You know, basically it has all the travel insurance coverage you'd be wanting for in a card like this. So that's basically it. Your first look at the first World Legend MasterCard in Canada, the Rogers Red World Legend MasterCard. I know a lot of the feedback online has not been the greatest. People are saying this, you know, they had an opportunity to make the card even better. Is it the best ultra premium card out there? No. Is it the worst? No, neither. It for me right now, at the first look, it's probably somewhere in the middle of the pack. There aren't a lot of ultra premium cards out there. It's definitely better than something like the Bank of Montreal Visa Infinite Privilege card, because that one's $5.99 per year and you don't even earn 1% back in returns on your base spending. Yeah, it has some higher accelerated earn rates on some other categories, but in general, you know, that card is probably the lowest out of the ultra premium cards in Canada. I would say this one is better than that. Plus, it is the first ultra premium MasterCard in Canada. So, you know, for example, those of you who like our ultimate credit card portfolio for luxury travel or high income earners, something like this will fit in there with the other, you know, with the Platinum card from American Express and something like the TD, Aeroplan, Visa Infinite Privilege. You'll want to tie this card into there so you have, you know, three ultra premiums, one MasterCard, one Visa, and one American Express. So it definitely has its place in the market. It's going to make a little bit of a dent, I think, in the ultra premium market. Now we just have to wait to see what other MasterCard issuers in Canada will come out with, if they are going to come out with World Legend MasterCards. I wouldn't be surprised if we see Bank of Montreal do it. Possibly National Bank, we may see them do it as well. But like everything in our industry, it's just going to be a wait and see game. I'd love to hear what you guys think of the Rogers Red World Legend MasterCard. Leave us a note in the comments below. What do you think of, are the pros of the card? What are the cons of the card? You know, what could they have done to the card that could get you off the fence and would get you the card? Because, you know, a lot of the card issuers these days are listening to a lot of people online and changing the cards to meet what people think the card should have. So maybe, you know, if you're somebody who, you know, thinks, this card's so-so, leave, you know, the suggestions below in the comments below what you think could be done to this card to make it better. And who knows, maybe that's something we'll see happen with the card in the future. All right, so now let's get into that piece that I know a lot of people are looking for, and that is how you can get amazing value out of the welcome bonuses on the Marriott Bonvoy American Express cards. So we talked about this in the video just about a month ago, discussing the new increased welcome bonus offers on the Marriott Bonvoy American Express card and the Marriott Bonvoy Business American Express card. Now, both cards right now, those increased welcome bonuses are up to 110,000 Marriott Bonvoy points. And it got me thinking, I needed to update and catch up on a post I had done, you know, every time we have these increased bonuses, and that is how you can get value out of those bonuses. So I got off my butt and I did that article this week. I updated it with current values based on the current bonus. And yeah, the card still provides such amazing value. You know, I've talked about it before that these are cards that all Canadians should have in their wallets, at least all Canadians staying in hotels. I'll link to the video where I talked about why all Canadians who stay in hotels should have this card. I'll put a link to it up here so that you can see that video. Check it out because it goes more into the benefits and other things you get on the cards. But right now, I'm going to review those bonuses quickly and then give you some examples of the amazing value you can get from those bonuses. So both cards, like I said, are offering 110,000 Bonvoy points. So on the consumer version, the Marriott Bonvoy American Express card, you can get up to 110,000 points. It's 80,000 points after you spend $6,000 on the card in the first 6 months. That's not bad at all, $1,000 a month. And then when you make a purchase in the 15th month of card membership, it only has to be like $1. As long as it can earn 1 point, you'll get 30,000 more points. So that's 110,000 points. The Marriott Bonvoy Business American Express card, same thing, 110,000 points, also 80,000 points in the first 6 months, but you have to spend $10,000 on the card. Not bad either. You know, 10,000 is not a lot in 6 months, especially for businesses, if you're putting a lot of business expenses on the card. And this one also, 30,000 extra points when you make a purchase in that 15th month. Could be just $1, right? So as long as you apply for these cards by April 7th, you can take advantage of these bonuses. With that out of the way, let's look at some examples of how you can get some amazing value from these welcome bonuses. So these are taken straight out of my article, but I'm using them in the video here. But if you want even more detail, the link to the article will be in the description below. So the first thing we're going to look at is a one-night stay at the Calgary Airport Marriott In-Terminal Hotel. Here you have one night for 30,000 points. So as you see, the bonus is like 110,000. You're going to get 80,000 within the first 6 months, or even sooner. With Amex, if you hit your spend requirement sooner, you will get the bonus, typically on your statement date of the month that you hit that. So, I mean, you go out and spend $6,000 in the first month on the card. By month two, you should have the 80,000 welcome bonus points plus whatever points you earned for spending. But back to this example. So 30,000 points for a room that costs $461, taxes and fees included. Now, some of you may say, well, you can get it cheaper by doing a prepaid rate. I do not like to compare those because prepaid rates, you cannot cancel, you cannot get them refunded. whereas the points rates, you can cancel and get them refunded based on the hotel cancellation rules, which can be 24 hours, 48 hours, so just like a flexible rate. So I use the flexible rate and taxes and fees all included for the proper comparison of what your points are worth. So yeah, so here, you know, your points can come to the rescue if, say, you need an overnight in Calgary before catching a flight, say an early flight in the morning, or you get stranded because of some weather or something like that. You can use the points for that. And yeah, 30,000 points for $461, that works out to 1.54 cents per point. We use a valuation of 1 cent per point for Marriott Bonvoy, and we consider that a good redemption rate. So 1.54, that's 54% higher than that. So that's great. So 110,000 points, if you're able to redeem them all for 1.54 cents, that's $1,694 in value. There's not a lot of cards that are going to give you that much value out of the welcome bonus, especially a card that only costs $120 per year. So a baseline value, using that example, would be $1,574 because I'm taking away $120 of annual fee. But then we have to take away another $120 because, you know, you're getting the 30,000 points in the second year. So if we take away $240, you're looking at $1,454 in value if you take away the annual fees. But I don't like doing that with this card because there's so much more to this card that those annual fees give you, like the annual free night benefit, which I will discuss a little bit later in this section. So now let's look at another example. How about a night at the St. Regis in Venice as part of a Europe trip? So here you have a room that runs an insane $1,695 Canadian night. Well, roughly, it's 1,068 euros per night, all taxes and fees included. You know, depending on your conversion rate, it's right around that, close to $1,700 per night. And you can, thanks to a Point Savers rate that when I searched this up, they had a Point Savers member rate, you have the option to redeem only 82,400 points for a night here. Now, the welcome bonus, like I mentioned, it's 80,000 in the first 6 months when you spend $6,000, but $6,000, the card earns 2 points per dollar. You have 12,000 points for spending. So you're actually looking at 92,000 points. You can easily cover those 82,400 with just the first part of the bonus. You don't even need the 30,000 from the second part of the bonus yet. Here, the value works out to 2.06 cents in Canadian dollars. Yes. 2.06 cents. So that means 110,000 points could be worth $2,266, assuming that you redeemed all your points at that 2.06 cents valuation. That is just insane. Like, that is such a good value. Very few cards, again, that are only $120 a year are going to give you a welcome bonus value like this. And this is indicative of the Marriott Bonvoy program. You're going to see people who say, oh, the program's being devalued, you know, you're not getting that value. There are nuggets, golden nuggets out there. That's the term I've been using lately, golden nuggets, and sometimes they're hard to find. Marriott, not so, because there are almost 10,000 locations. Yeah, the popular ones in the Maldives and some other locations, those may be tougher and tougher to get, but there are places, Venice, Paris, other places I've been finding where you can get these like 1.5 to 2 cents per point in value. So it's, you know, that's why we actually value Marriott Bonvoy points at 1 cent per point. Because, you know, you do have a lot of options out there where you will get the 1 or more cents per point in value when you redeem them. Now, I know some of you are going to come out and say, I would have never considered spending $1,700 on a hotel room, so that's not my value per point. Fair enough. You are not saving $1,700 if you were not going to spend that much. You are getting $1,700 of value, though. That value does not change. It's like if you win a car in a lottery. That car is worth, you know, if it's a Range Rover, it's worth over $100,000. That's its value. Did you save $100,000? Probably not if you weren't shopping for a car. I mean, if you were shopping for a car and had a $50,000 budget, well, you saved $50,000. So same thing here. You know, if you had a $200 budget for a hotel room, you're only saving $200. But there is more to this. You know, something like the St. Regis Venice, this is the heart of Venice. It's only steps away from St. Mark's. You know, you're right on a canal, you're right in the heart of Venice. If you only have a $200 or $300 budget for a hotel in Venice, most likely you are not staying in Venice proper. You're on the mainland, past the airport. You might even be in Padova, probably in Padova, and you're going to be taking a 30-minute train ride into Venice and having to, you know, walk, or, you know, I mean, not that walking Venice is bad. It's great walking around Venice, but, you know, there are things that points and miles can do. They give you, I'll use a term from MasterCard here, priceless options. You know, so if you want to be right in the thick of things in Venice, points and miles can do that. They let you do things that you may have never done before. And that's why the points and miles game is so fun and so amazing, because it opens the doors to experiences you may not have been able to do just on your own cash budget. I will give you one more example here quickly, and this is looking at Marriott's 5-for-4 benefits. So with the Marriott Bonvoy program, when you redeem points for 5 nights, you get the lowest value night out of those 5 nights for free. So you're basically redeeming for 4 nights. So here's an example of 5-for-4 nights pricing at the Town Place Suites by Marriott Ottawa, Canada. So here you can see 5 nights runs 96,000 points. You're getting one of the nights, which was 20,000 points, that's the lowest points value, for free. That same hotel, price-wise, runs $1,279, including taxes and fees. So you're redeeming 96,000 points for almost a $1,300 stay. This works out to 1.33 cents per point in value. So that means those 110,000 points could be worth as much as $1,465.81. I could go on and on with more and more examples, but I think this gives you a good idea of the value of the welcome bonuses of these cards. And if you are somebody, like I said, who just stays in hotels, this is a card you want. I mean, even if Marriott's not your main brand, you're gonna get the free night benefit starting in your second year, and I'm gonna talk about that right now. So every year on this card, starting on your first anniversary of the card, so into your second year with the card, you get a free night award. Now, this free night award can be used for hotel stays at any Marriott up to 35,000 points. You can top it off with 15,000 more points to cover a 50,000 point night. A huge value in this. I've talked about it many times in our videos of like $300-$400 in value. The example I'm gonna give you today, just shy of 300, but this is back home again. This is the Halifax Marriott Harborfront Hotel. Here's an example of one night, 34,000 points. So that comes into that 35,000 point range for the free night awards. You don't have to top it off with any more points. The cash rate for the same room, including taxes and fees, $298. So you're spending $120 for your card or $150 for the business card, and you can redeem it here for a hotel room that's almost $300. You know, you're getting $148 of savings or $178 of savings. You're ahead of the game, you know, for one night hotel stay. You know, here at the Rewards Canada family, we've used these free nights at many places, in different places, but a lot of times too, we've even just used it for staycation. You know, my wife and girls will go for a girls night out, and they've used it, say, at that Calgary Marriott Airport Hotel for a night that was over $400. So a lot of value, a lot of fun with this card. I even see on forums too, that people say they even just use that free night for staycations if they can't use it, because the free night award does typically have to be used within 1 year of it being issued. So that's it. So I went on quite, I think I went on really long about the value of this card. Like I said, I linked to the video. You can check out more of the reasons why a lot of people should have this card and don't ignore this card. It's one of those underdogs, I would say, underrated cards, not in the points and miles community. Of course, the points and miles community, most people who you talk to will have this card in their wallet. But for all the Canadians outside of the points and miles community, which is like 99.9% of you, people don't even know this card exists. It is an underrated. You know, I've done the piece on 3 most overrated cards in Canada. Well, 3 most underrated cards in Canada, this would be one of them for sure. And the last thing we'll look at credit cards is a new increased bonus. This is your increased bonus alert. That's something I'm doing on Instagram now. And that is on the TD Aeroplan Visa Infinite card. So we've seen this bonus increased by 5,000 points. It's now up to 45,000 Aeroplan points. Plus, you can still get the annual fee rebate in the first year. So yeah, just a slight increase on the card. Always good to have the more increased offer on the card. Here we can take a look at how that bonus is broken down. So you're gonna get 10,000 points when you make the first purchase on the card, 15,000 more when you spend 3,000 within 90 days. So that has changed. The previous offer was $7,500 of spending in 6 months. So now you have a shorter period of spending to meet the requirement, but that requirement has been cut by more than half. So $3,000 in 90 days. So basically $1,000 a month. Again, a very easy amount to earn. And then you're also gonna earn a one-time anniversary bonus of 20,000 Aeroplan points when you spend $12,000 within 12 months of account opening. So basically it comes down to $1,000 a month. You don't have to do it $1,000 a month as long as you hit 12,000 with those 12 months, you're gonna get that 20,000 points after your first anniversary on the card. All told, 45,000 Aeroplan points are worth no less than $675 in value, because we value them at 1.5 cents each. But of course, you can get even more value if you're redeeming for business class or first class flights with the card. And remember, the key benefit on this card is your first check bag free on Air Canada flights. Big savings there. Those are huge value with the WestJet cards, with the Air Canada cards, Porter. Say, being able to save on your bag fees, especially if you're traveling with a family, is huge. And sometimes that's the only reason some people hold this card, is strictly for the baggage benefit. As always, a big thank you to all of you who choose to apply for these credit cards via our links, whether it's the Marriott card, the TD card, most cards on our site. There's a few we don't earn commissions on, like the Rogers Red World Legend. Nobody gets commissions on that one yet. The Marriott cards, the TD Aeroplan cards. Thank you to everybody who chooses to use our links to apply for those cards. This is how you help support our channel and Rewards Canada for being the ultimate and unsurpassed loyalty and credit card rewards resource in Canada. And speaking of loyalty, that'll bring us into our loyalty and travel news section. We're going to start this section off this time with our own news, and that is our next 25th anniversary contest. So this is our fourth contest now already this year. This one is one of our surprise contests where if you enter by March 13th, 2026, you will have a chance to win two US $50 GigSky gift cards. You can use those for eSIMs. And two Plaza Premium Lounge Passes to use at their lounges here in Canada by June 30th. All you have to do is click the link below, go and enter the contest, meet the requirements of entering the contest, which is leaving a comment and subscribing to our newsletter, and then you get extra entries for doing more tasks. Like I said, you have to enter by March 13th to be entered into this prize package. And then our next contest is coming up shortly after that, and there's a lot more promotions coming throughout the year, and you can enter each contest. Even if you've won one, we've had three winners so far. We've had a winner of the WestJet GigSky Aspire contest. That was a gentleman out of Ontario. We had a winner from Alberta here who won the free night at the Hampton Inn, Calgary downtown. And we just recently announced a lady who won the Aeroplan contest that just wrapped up a short while ago, and she was out of British Columbia. All right, so now we'll get into the real loyalty news. And the first thing we'll look at this week is Air France KLM's Flying Blue promo rewards for March. We cover these every month when they launch. Well, we cover them when there's a Canadian city, and we've had Canadian cities for quite a while now and in every one. And no different this time, we have three cities. We have Ottawa, Montreal, and Toronto, but you'll see on the screen that we have an asterisk beside Montreal and Toronto because those are Flying Blue extra options. So with the promo rewards, you're going to get 25% off the minimum published rate for an award if you can find availability. These are all business class this time. So normally business class is 60,000 miles one way. So this can be 45,000 starting point. You see some examples on the screen. So Ottawa is open to all Flying Blue members. You can book these by March 31st. It's good for travel until August 31st. So even during the high travel season this summer, if you can find availability, I did find a few out there. Like I said, I'm putting up examples on the screen. These are good for the business class flights too. Europe, North Africa, and Turkey. Now, Montreal and Toronto, also 25% off to get 45,000 miles, but you have to be a Flying Blue Extra subscriber. So that means you have to buy their annual subscription. You get extra bonuses with the Flying Blue Extra program. But one of the things they're pitching more with this Flying Blue Extra is additional promo rewards like these ones. So if you're not a Flying Blue Extra member, your only option would be the Ottawa redemption route. But if you are an extra subscriber, you open up Toronto and Montreal as well. Like I always say, the best way to get your Flying Blue miles if you don't have the Air France KLM card from Brim is through membership rewards, especially now that they're one-to-one. We covered that in a video as well. I'll link to that here. You know, one-to-one conversion from membership rewards to Flying Blue, just amazing, especially for the Cobalt card. For these business class rewards, it's 90,000 Flying Blue miles for a round trip. That's 90,000 membership rewards points. You're not going to get that converting to Aeroplan. You're not going to get that converting to Avios and British Airways. So a very, very good option here in converting your membership rewards one-to-one to Flying Blue. You know, the Cobalt card earning 5x points, that's 5 Flying Blue miles per dollar on eats and drinks. That's only $18,000 in spending to get a round trip business class flight. No other credit card in Canada is going to get you a round trip business class flight for $18,000 in spending, not even close. So just something else to take into consideration. I mean, as you know, if you've watched our videos for a long time or been on our website, you know that we consider the Cobalt card the best overall travel rewards credit card in Canada. Now, continuing with loyalty, we have Air Miles with their Redeem Big event. It's come back. This is their big redemption rebate. You have to have the full amount of miles when you redeem, but then once you do redeem, you can get 20% back in miles. This is the first event of its kind since they unified their currency. Yeah, there's no more cash miles, dream miles. The last time they had a redemption event, you could redeem a certain amount of cash miles, get some back, and redeem a certain amount of dream miles, get some back. hold on, now it's just one. Now you can get up to 1,500 miles back on all your redemptions across the board. You do have to opt in for the offer first, so make sure you do that in the Air Miles app or on the Air Miles website. And now we'll go to a pretty close competitor, Air Miles, and that's Scene Plus. So Scene Plus, like we've discussed in the previous video, is moving to Shell, or Shell's moving to Scene Plus from Air Miles, and that launched this past week here in Alberta. So now we're earning Scene Plus at Shell stations. I haven't gone myself yet. I probably will over the coming weekend, but I did just see in my email a really good offer come in from Petrol Points. You know, the fuel wars, the loyalty wars between the fuel companies is big. So, you know, I'm gonna have to check out all the different value here. I mean, I probably gonna go Petro, to be honest with you, just because there isn't, you know, incentive yet for me to go with the Scene Plus offer, although I do have some Safeway coupons for Shell. So I'll see, I'll work out the numbers. Anyways, going off topic here. So the first stage of Scene Plus launching with Shell has happened. It launched on March 3rd here in Alberta. And with it was revealed the discounts for Scotiabank and Tangerine cardholders. That's what a lot of people were waiting for, because this is something you had before at Shell when you used a BMO card, when you connected your Air Miles account to your Shell Go Plus, and then you'd use a BMO card and you would get up to 7 cents per liter off. And that's the same thing here. You get up to 7 cents per liter off at Shell. So the savings basically work out to 3 cents per liter on all grades of Shell fuel when you pay with an eligible linked debit or credit card. You can get an additional 4 cents per liter off on Shell V-Power fuel with a linked Scotiabank credit card that earns Scene Plus points. So that means it has to be earning Scene Plus. So that's like your Passport cards or the Amex cards. The Momentum cards will not count because those don't earn Scene Plus points. And then you can earn an additional 3 cents per liter in redeemable Scene Plus points on the Shell V-Power fuels when you're using the linked Scotiabank credit card to earn Scene Plus points. You know, I have the graphic up on the screen, and I will be 100% honest and candid here that I've been doing this for 25 years, and this is one of probably the most confusing things. It took me a while to make heads or tails of what is meant by all this. And to be honest with you, I don't know if I have made heads or tails of it. Hopefully some of you guys, you know, can make sense of it. But I think the most basic way to look at it is that you're going to be getting saving up to 7 cents per liter when you use a Scotia or Tangerine card, and then you're going to be earning some extra points for using those cards, plus your regular Scene Plus earning, things like that. You know, so like the Tangerine card is 3 cents per liter back on all grades of fuel. They don't have that additional 4 cents like on the Scotia cards. And that is only until the Tangerine Scene Plus card comes out. Once that comes out, they let us know that you will be earning up to 10 cents per liter in value, which means that we'll have the 3 cents off on all grades of fuel, plus the additional 4 cents off on V-Power fuels. So just, you know, like I said, a little confusing in this, but just know you will be getting a savings discount by using your Scotiabank and Tangerine cards at Shell. So this will be a good test. I mean, Alberta, we're going to be the guinea pigs of how Scene Plus is working with Shell for the rest of Canada, because for the rest of you guys, it launches on May 26th, and that is when you'll be able to link your Scene Plus cards to Shell Go Plus in the app on May 26th. I don't know if they're going to have another update. I know everybody had to update the app on March 3rd to add the Scene Plus, at least here in Alberta, but I know outside of Alberta, there wasn't an option to link it yet because, of course, it's still Air Miles. So I'm not sure if we'll have a new app update on May 26th, probably, and then we'll, you know, load it, and then everybody else outside of Alberta will be able to link their Scene Plus cards to their Shell Go Plus account. And wrapping up loyalty, we'll talk about Air Canada Aeroplan. So they came out with their quarterly update to their reward chart. So if you're familiar with this, you know that publishes a reward chart even though they price everything dynamically. What the reward chart shows us, you can see it on the screen, is a starting point for each mileage band within the different regions of miles pricing. Well, I should say points pricing. It's not Aeroplan miles anymore. So points pricing based on mileage flown in the various regions. So yeah, you have your starting point, and then what Air Canada now publishes is a median rate. And the median rate is an average of all the redemptions for, you know, that category, that mileage band for that region in that, you know, fare class. It's an average of the previous 12 months of redemptions for that. And so we see some have gone up, some have gone down. It's a good trending picture of what is happening with the Aeroplan program. You can see which flights are getting more expensive, which may be getting cheaper. Some of the more notable ones, and I have this up on the screen, is the almost 18% increase in economy class on the short haul flights within North America. That's the 0 to 500 mile range. So that's like Vancouver to Calgary, Toronto to Montreal. The very popular routes, you know, for business flyers and connecting flyers. That's gone up from 10,200 to 12,000. That's the median. Of course, you can be spending less or you can be spending more, but it is a significant change. And we see the same increase for premium economy, not as high, it's 13%. But I think what this is indicative of is, you know, a shift in where Canadians are traveling. You know, we're traveling more to Europe, to Asia, where South America, where US is, you know, decreasing, but that 0 to 500 is a lot of those connecting flights to get to the long haul flights. So those planes are filling up, and so of course it's going to cost more Aeroplan points. So you're seeing this shift in the pricing there. And then another significant one, and this indicative again of more people probably traveling to Europe, is the jump of just over 34% in the lowest distance band of North America to Atlantic business class travel. So this is your flights like Montreal to Paris, Toronto to London. The median before was 80,000 points. Now it's 107,500. And this is something I've seen on forums. I've had our readers tell us. They're saying like the business class flights to Europe are getting more and more expensive. And they are. This is especially on Air Canada metal. This is where it's better to use the partner reward chart if you can. You know, the partners that aren't dynamically priced, like Austrian and Swiss, those might be your better options for getting to Europe. But again, you're going to have to talk about connecting flights. There's a lot of different things to take into account, of course. But that is a big jump there. And then the other big change, and this was a big decrease, was in the ultra long haul Trans-Pacific. So this is the over 11,001 miles Trans-Pacific flight. It had a 33% decrease from 172,000 to 115,000 points. So that's a great sign. But I do want people to know, you know, the business class, even to Europe, but even so more so the business class ultra long haul, these make up such a small percentage of the overall pool of redemptions. I remember quite a few years ago when Air Canada, this is when they still had published reward charts, and then they had the separate market fare for dynamic price, but the published reward charts, there was an increase for international business class flights around the world. And there was a big uproar about it. And Air Canada came out and said, this affects less than 2% of redemptions. And that's probably not much different now. Maybe, you know, with the way the points and miles community has been pushing this on more and more people, maybe we're seeing a few more business class redemptions. But in the grand scheme of things, there are not a lot of people redeeming for business class to Europe. There's not a lot of people redeeming for the ultra long haul business class. So these changes kind of are also indicative of the few people who have redeemed. So if some people are spending a lot on a business class flight, like maybe they're sitting on so many points, they don't care if they're spending 200,000 on a business class flight to Europe, that will push that average up. And same thing on this ultra long haul, because there probably aren't a lot of people redeeming for it. There might've just been a few people who scored some really good deals and that brought that average down. So a lot of this medium pricing, you kind of have to take with a grain of salt, because it's going to come down to the route you're flying on, when you're flying, and a lot of other things to take into consideration. So again, the median rate is just a ballpark figure to get your search started, kind of give you a rough idea. Okay, well, I'm thinking, you know, I may need 115,000 points for an ultra long haul flight across the Pacific, but you know, be ready that it might be quite a bit higher than that, or you might be lucky and get it for lower than that. And that's it for loyalty news. Now we're going to jump into the Rewards Canada Bonus Blast. This is another long video, so I'm going to go through these bonus offers really quick. The Bonus Blast is where we highlight some of the better bonus miles and points offers for the past week, and the first one we'll look at is Wyndham Rewards. So they have their new global system-wide bonus. It's part of their member month, so Wyndham Rewards every March runs their member month. There's a different offer every week. The offer they revealed this week was their system-wide worldwide bonus. I mean, now it's not available in China, Hong Kong, or Taiwan, but everywhere else worldwide, Wyndham, you can get it, especially here in Canada. You know, Wyndham is the largest hotel chain in Canada, so it makes a lot of sense for a lot of people here, and you're going to earn 7,500 bonus points for every two nights you complete. Now, those don't have to be consecutive. It can be 2 one-night stays. You'll get the bonus. You can earn the bonus up to 4 times for up to 30,000 points. You have to register by May 9th, but it's good for stays until June 30th. And if you're a Wyndham Rewards insider, you can earn an additional 7,500 points on that first two-night stay. So you can actually end up with 37,500. If you're playing the US credit card game and have the Wyndham US credit cards, you can earn additional bonuses as well. I don't think many people playing the US credit card game out of Canada are getting the Wyndham card though. And now we'll go into another hotel bonus. And this is a rare one. It's for Alaska Airlines Atmos Rewards. So if you are an Atmos Rewards collector, you know it's hard to come by the points here in Canada outside of buying the points flying on their airlines and partners, or getting their credit card if you're playing the US game. So hopefully we're gonna get an Atmos Rewards card back in Canada here soon. But right now, if you stay at Coast Hotels in Western Canada or Western US, you can earn 2x Atmos Rewards points. So with this one, you just have to book by March 31st and stay by May 15th, and you will earn double the Atmos Rewards points, which means 1,000 points per stay. You do have to join Coast Rewards and set your Coast Rewards account to earn Atmos Rewards points to earn the bonus. So this 1,000 points per stay, and you'll also earn status points on the stay, because now with the new program, you do earn status points on partner earning. You do earn one status point for every 3 base points you earn. So the base points on the Coast stay is 500 points. So that means you would earn roughly 167 status points on these stays, but you'll earn the 1,000 regular points, if that makes sense. And the last bonus we'll look at is another US airline. This is American Airlines. They are offering up to 5,000 bonus loyalty points. So loyalty points in the American Advantage program is their status qualifying points. You can earn up to 5,000 extra points just for flying with the airline. So basically, you just have to log into your American Advantage account, register for the offer. It'll be listed under your promotions. This is good for travel until April 30th. You're gonna get 500 bonus loyalty points for every flight segment, 1,000 for select destinations to Mexico and Caribbean. So that's kind of good right now with spring break coming up. So if you register for this offer and book, you know, maybe a last minute trip to somewhere sunny and are flying American, you know, connecting through Chicago, Dallas, New York, wherever, Miami, you'll earn the 1,000 points to some of those destinations. There's some other bonuses there, and you can max out at 5,000 bonus loyalty points per member. Remember to always check out the Rewards Canada bonus offers section before you book any travel. Flights, hotels, car rentals, you name it. It's at rewardscanada.ca/bonuses.html. Every single day, there are thousands of Canadians going out and booking all sorts of travel, and they are only earning the base miles. They're only earning the base points, not knowing that they could be earning even more on their hotel stays, even more on their flights. These are your tickets earning more miles, more points, and more rewards. You know, everybody else who isn't doing that, they're leaving money on the table. A quick reminder that you will find links to all the topics covered in today's video in the description below. And if you like today's video, be sure to hit the like button, subscribe to our channel if you don't do so yet, hit that notification bell so you're notified when we do post new videos, share the video with friends, family, coworkers, anybody you think can benefit from what we cover here, and leave us a comment below, whether it's a question, a correction, a clarification, or if you just want to say hi, we do our best to respond to all comments. And that's all she wrote for this week. Be sure to check out rewardscanada.ca and or our socials on a daily basis, because there are a lot of things we do not cover in this video. There was like a Scene Plus redemption event too that's just happening right now this weekend, but it's only till March 8th, so I didn't cover it in the video. So that's why you want to check out the website. But at the very least, you should be subscribing to our newsletter. So if you can't check out the website every day, the newsletter is your wrap-up of everything we've covered. It comes out on Friday, covers all the news, loyalty news, credit cards, you name it. And then on Saturdays is the Rewards Canada Bonus Bulletin, and that is where we summarize all of the bonus miles and points offers we've added to the website over the previous week. Those are your ticket to earning more miles, more points, and more rewards. Thank you everybody for tuning in. Have yourselves a great weekend. I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
The Rewards Canada podcast is produced in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, with music produced by Regina Zone, TWKOP.